we actually don't even have the language to be able to say, like, oh, I just find this person attractive, but I'm not trying to sleep with them, right? We're brought up in this society where it's all about, hey, you need to have sex.
You can think someone is pretty or attractive or whatever word you want to use without immediately need to jump to, I need to get them into bed.
And then it was like the slow realization, not everybody feels like that. And it was like, oh.
You can't have fantasies or ideas or whatever. It still makes you a valid ace person. You can have all the sex in the world, none of the sex in the world, and you're still a valid ace person.
Okay, so first I want to get into why we're having this discussion. We had female asexuals in here a couple months ago, and a lot of people in the comments were like, okay, where's the ace guys? Where are the ace men? And we actually had a hard time finding ace men for this episode. Why do you think that was so hard? Is it like a statistical thing of like there's just not many ace men, or is it a situation where men don't want to identify that way as much as women?
I honestly think that they don't want to be identified that way. When we grow up, it's always, what do they call it? Locker room talk, whatever, like barbershop talk. It depends where you are. And it was like, it's all about just like sleeping with women. So when guys realize that they're not as into it as they think they should be, you know, it's like, that can't be a real thing. That can't be me. So yes, I think it's just because they deluded or fooled themselves into thinking that there's no way that I can not be into sex.
Particularly as men, we don't necessarily have the language to be able to describe that we're asexual. The idea that as men, we are always supposed to be in the pursuit of sex really, I guess, you know, deludes the mind in a way where you can't actually think of something that's different.
I think a lot of part of it does fall under like, you know, like patriarchal like standpoints, like this, like men simply just are, and then like, even the idea that they're like, it's like stable, it's like you have to fall into a way of thinking of being, and that itself is just hoisted on like on a lot of men. And so they don't necessarily think that they could be, because how could they be?
Can y'all talk to me about the first time you came to the conclusion that you were asexual?
I've always sort of known. I remember when I was in high school having my first, you know, romantic and sexual experiences where it didn't click. And I was like, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe it's an experience thing. Who knows? But that kept lasting and lasting and lasting year after year after year. And at some point, I had to come to the realization that maybe it's actually just something fundamental about me that's different. And so I would say I probably started identifying as asexual in 2017. And by that point, I was 24. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, you know, I was in high school, you know, 10 years prior to that. So it was a long journey, but I'm happy that I completed it.
When American Pie came out, like all the movies after that, what do they call them? Like the sex romps or the movies about the dude trying to get laid.
Right.
And I would remember watching all of those movies and thinking like that was the joke. It was like, it just seemed so absurd to me until, you know, Twitter and like, you know, all the forums opened up and these people were really going on these rants. It's like, oh, you guys are serious about this. And that's kind of when it started to click for me that, you know, I may not be as much into it as other people are.
It was kind of just like a long process, because I had grown up a lot with like 50s movies, and I had seen like some raunchy comedies, but it was like, you know, it was kind of like what it was, but it was like all these like typically family movie, like what people would consider like family movies, like movies you'd show your parents, your grandparents. And it's like a lot of those, it's very romance heavy. I'm fairly romance heavy. So I was like, oh, this is what marriage is like. This is what relationships are like. And it's like, as time went on, like things started to get more, when they started calling them like more adult, like when they started adding sex into it, like, or at least like the demographic of like what you're watching, it's like there's sex in it. And it's like, that's not something I cared about, but I was like, okay, maybe that's just like the next step. Being a younger man, just there's just like a level of frustration in general. And so I was like just on the internet, on Tumblr, reading about like, here's this huge thread about asexuality. And I was like, this is stupid. Everybody feels like this. This is just an extra new label. Why? Yeah. And then it was like the slow realization for the next couple of years. that no, not everybody feels like that. And I was like, oh.
I'm going to play y'all the clip from our last episode, and I want y'all to tell me how true this feels to y'all.
They assume, like, a man is gay if they're not talking about having a partner. It's like, oh, like, maybe you're hiding a partner that is a man, and so that's why you're not, like, engaging in these, like, conversations.
Let's address the first big assumption that they discuss, that asexual men are just repressed gay men.
Well, I find it to be an interesting assumption as a guy who has a male partner. The entire idea, it's really based in this heteronormative idea that men want women, and really the only thing they want with women is sex. So the idea, it's almost like a jab at an asexual man when it's like, oh, you're actually just gay. And it's like, well, that's not true, right? Like, I can be asexual and still have any sort of partner that I want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's when we get into things like romanticism,
yeah,
that is separate from sexuality.
I do think that there is something to be, there's like a nice learning curve that happens sometimes. Like, even if you do know you're attracted to somebody, maybe it's not, you're not as attracted to that person as other people are.
Yeah.
And like, that's where we get into the whole spectrum thing. But like, well, it's very much so. It's like typically, and I love to emphasize the point that gender, sexuality, it's all like fluid, it's changing. So it's like, it doesn't necessarily have to be in one thing, but identifying it in the moment is also very important.
Okay, here's an insane take. Asexual men have low testosterone.
I wish I could comment on any of that.
I like it. It's a good hot take. You know, for an internet hot take, sure. You know, it's got a little logic in there. It's wrong, but it's got some logic.
I think some points, it's specific. They thought about what part maybe, what section may have gone wrong, and then they just put it out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, none of us are doctors here, it sounds like. Sounds like the person who made this comment also is not a doctor. So we don't actually know if the correlation is real or not. I doubt it. But what I can say is it doesn't invalidate asexuality, right? That's a conversation between you and your doctor. Even beyond asexuality or anything. Like, go see your doctor, folks.
Okay, another insane take. Asexuality is not a preference. If you don't want to have sex, don't. Ain't that deep. It's not a sexuality.
I mean, everything's...
Yeah.
Everything's a sexuality. Like, I don't get... Like, literally the idea... Right, the idea... Because again, it's the idea of who you want to have sex with. If it's no one... Then, you know, that's how that works.
I think we adopt these labels and these words in order to form community and to be able to communicate our preferences to the people that we run into in this life. And I think this idea of, well, if you don't want to have sex, just don't have sex. I think the real undertone of that comment is like, please shut up. I'm tired of like listening to you and making space for you.
Surprise. Nothing's that deep. It's like if you don't, you can think about or not think about anything as much as you want. That's just how everything for the most part is. And it's like things, I also just take issue generally with like the things being deep, like things, it's like, it's not that deep. It's like, it can be to other people and it can be for not, it's like, maybe it's not for you, but it definitely is for other people.
Pokemon wants to know what it's like to be around a group of guys who frequently make hypersexual jokes. Like, do you try to fit in or does that just go over your head?
Part of it is you do want to fit in with the group. And so to some degree, you can fake it and go along with the jokes. But on another side, I think it's maybe like a uniquely male thing. I guess you two could chime in as well. But at least for me, especially growing up, you know, around, you know, having a friend group that's mostly straight men, you kind of pick up on the language regardless. In a way, men, like, the idea of sex is almost this joke, right? Sort of how, like, we hear it and we're like, oh, you must be kidding. But for them, it's like a real sort of joke. It's, like, not a real thing. It's almost this idea of something. And so you can pick up on that language and you can participate if you so choose to. My go-to when I was younger was just anytime someone said something, that's what she said. Worked every time.
Yes.
I want to get into like the different types of attraction because I feel like there's an assumption that the only type of attraction is sexual, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Can y'all get into that?
You can think someone is pretty or attractive or whatever word you want to use without immediately need to jump to, I need to get them into bed. And that's the thing that I have to try to explain to people. Because, like, a thing that I continuously heard, you wouldn't even know what to do with that if you had the chance. I mean, I know what to do with it. I just don't want to. That is what I tell people. Like, regardless of my ability to understand what I'm supposed to do with whoever, I don't have the desire to do it.
We actually don't even have the language to be able to say, like, oh, I just find this person attractive, but I'm not trying to sleep with them, right? We're brought up in this society where it's all about, hey, you need to have sex. And I even think most men probably aren't hypersexual the way they're described. I think most men probably just want to find a nice partner, settle down, maybe have a couple kids, who knows, and that's it. But sort of the way society brings us up makes it very difficult. And that's, I think that's particularly unique to, like, male asexuals because, you know, there's almost this expectation where women are like, oh, like, doesn't really matter whether or not they want to have sex, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's that misogyny element to, like, being raised as a woman. But, you know, there's also that patriarchal element of being raised as a man where it's like, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have sex. And so us as asexual men, it becomes difficult to navigate that because all those excuses then come in.
I think it's important to note the different aspects. So you have the idea of asexuality, and that's like one big umbrella as like the sexual feelings. But then you have to think about, what about romantic feelings? And a lot of people don't separate those. But it's important to note because you can have someone who maybe feels sexual attraction but does not feel romantic attraction. Yeah. And that's where you can get to the aromanticism and like that. And then even those two have all their different, like, intensities, levels, like the, spectrum. But it's like you can get really into the nitty gritty of it.
Of course, we have like the sexuality spectrum as well, right? Just to start off, where, you know, we talk about being asexual, but there are various shades of that, right? That's why we have gray sexuality. I remember, I think the last time I was on, like, this channel, I identified as demisexual, you know, so I was more into, like, I have to know someone before I would ever want to have sex with them, but, you know, as time goes along, right, I find myself being more and more asexual, and there's that fluidity to it, right, where you're never locked into one thing. We all have opportunity to change in our lives. Beyond even, you know, sexuality, there comes romanticism, which, you know, maybe you don't want to have sex, very much like me, but, you know, you do want to have some form of romantic relationship, right? And there's, you know, there's a lot that comes with a romantic relationship. There's even more than sex to it, even though people think they have to ship together.
From an asexual man, he says a big thing that people misunderstand is that many of us still experience sexual feelings, just not sexual attraction to other people.
I think that there is a difference between libido and sexual attraction. Like, there is still that thing because we are still, we do still function, like, biologically in certain ways. And that's just a little bit different from, like, what I consider to be at least sexual attraction. I don't know how you feel, but...
Sexual attraction, as far as I consider it, is, like, looking at someone and then, but kind of just, like, I guess wanting to do anything that you would deem as sex. And that's kind of what it is, right? Like, you also have to define how that would work for you. And at the end of the day, it would be kind of in that end. Like you said, like, libido is honestly, I think, its own thing. And that's what a lot of people don't seem to get. Sexual feelings, I feel like it's just like the, what you would call like the desire to do something with someone. But libido may be or may not be the actual want to do it.
Right. It's like, it gets down to, like, what definition are we going with that?
Yeah, yeah. Because I know me personally, I can do with plenty of people that I can say that I'm sexually attracted to. But I also know that if I do say that, a bunch of people will get why don't you? It's like, this, absolutely not the same thing.
I've definitely felt sexually attracted to people in my lifetime. And some of these people I have then gone on to have sex with. And then at the end, I was like, nah, that wasn't it. Not what I was actually looking for. And it's almost this theoretical idea. Like, I can still be sexually attracted to something, but I know the actual act itself isn't as enjoyable. I have a problem with society. And it's, why is sex only missionary? Someone please explain that to me. Like, why aren't all these other intimate experiences, cuddling, kissing, anything else, considered to be, like, the gold standard? But it's only got to be missionary.
People only regard sex itself as, like, sex. But technically speaking, it's all considered sex. Like, everything presumably from, like, point A to S. For sex, I guess. I don't know.
I like it. The use of the alphabet.
People will absolutely not refer to it as such because you didn't go, like, all the way. And I've always thought that was super weird.
Okay, so I have a comment here, and you can tell me if this rings true. This is from an ace man, powerful warbird. I have some libido and various sexual interests, but I have no feeling, sexual or romantic, towards people. Like, you know how you may have a fantasy that you never actually want to act on. The thing is arousing, but you don't want to bring it into the actual bedroom. I feel that way about sex and relationships in general.
Basically, right, we've already talked about sexuality. We've talked about romanticism. But there's also this other sort of scale of, I guess you could call it, sex positivity. And, you know, some asexuals are sex adverse. They never want to have sex. They don't even want to think about it. Some are sex neutral. That's probably how I would describe myself. I could take it or leave it. I think in the last video, they talked about washing dishes. You know, like, I could flip a coin. And they're probably just as enjoyable and unenjoyable at the same time. And then there's also, you know, sex positive ace people who will, you know, they'll happily have sex. Maybe they enjoy the act. Maybe they enjoy the connection they have with their partner. Maybe they're just bored on a Tuesday. Who knows? And I guess going to the masturbation question, like, that's also included in this, right? For a lot of ace people, like, the body works just fine. The pipes work, you know, the hormones are all pumping, but there's just not this desire to have sex with people. And I guess to even go more so on that comment, you can't have fantasies or ideas or whatever. It still makes you a valid ace person. You can have kinks and you can still be a valid ace person. You can have all the sex in the world, none of the sex in the world, and you're still a valid ace person.
It's kind of just about, like, the image that you have in, like, your head about stuff like that. And I don't have any desire to, like, I don't know how weird this necessarily sounds, but we already made it past this point, so who cares? I don't have the desire to necessarily, like, touch people and have sex. It's much easier for me to see sex from, like, outside than it is to take part in it. And that's kind of the thing. Like, as far as I know, I may never actually have sex, but I could, like, watch it and, you know, go from there. But as far as I can tell, I have, like, no interest to, like, take part in anything.
I would imagine it's tough to speak about this nuance because I feel like there's a tendency on the internet to be like, oh, well, you've thought about sex, so you're not a real asexual. Have people ever just flat out told you, no, you're not a real asexual?
Have people in real life tell me it's not a real thing?
Or maybe, like, on the internet.
Real life, on the internet, everywhere. I think people are just trying to navigate the world. And so, you know, that's why we're doing an assumptions episode in the first place, because there are these stereotypes about groups of people that others have that sort of clouds their judgment. And so, you know, there's almost this internal battle, at least for me, being asexual, but also stating, you know, like, I'm asexual, but, like, X, Y, and Z sort of attached to it. There's this nuance to it. So there's this battle within me where it's, okay, I'm asexual, but also, you know, like, I can be these other things, trying to fit this definition people have about asexuality versus the reality of things. And the fact of the matter is, especially on the internet's reductive. It likes short, simple things that it can digest very easily in 30-second TikToks. And when it comes to asexuality, right, their definition is like someone who never experiences sexual attraction, someone who never has sex, when in reality, you know, we're varied as a group of people.
I don't talk about it to, like, people I know unless it, like, actively comes up. But again, my friend groups mostly talk about, like, comics and stuff. That being said, I've had multiple people tell me this. I'm not allowed to talk about it. Not because it makes them uncomfortable, because the stuff that I am into, it gets to them. Because, like I said, I'm into, like, a bunch of kinks and stuff. But apparently, out of them, I'm the one that they think is like over the edge. And I think that's hilarious.
You're not heteronormative enough. You only need to have an exactly. only one missionary sex.
Exactly.
For me, no one in real life. Certainly many people on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of whom that just I don't actually, I'm not interacting with, but you just see like the just the tag that you accidentally go into a tag you didn't necessarily want to get into, and then you see, oh, these people don't think it exists. These people think that there is something inherently wrong with it. And so that's interesting. I just think that's interesting.
Touch grass, everyone.
Yeah.
Touch grass.
Okay, here's a take, and I don't really understand it. They've never watched the first two Transformers movies as a kid. Did you watch the first two Transformers movies as a kid?
They're forgettable films.
I watched them.
I mean, I think they're fine. I think that there's time and place for, like, just bad action movies. This is just getting into film takes, which I think, you know, this is a new... We're shifting gears.
I think I get it. Because Megan Fox is in that movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm that ace.
I didn't even.
That's right. People find Megan Fox hot. Whoever left that comment, if you remember the two Transformers movies for the Transformers and not the women, you might be ace.
As an asexual woman, I assume fewer men came out to their peers. A lot of ace spaces feel more catered toward women, which must be difficult to deal with.
That is definitely true. I think everybody in society has this problem of having to be performative in playing their role, whatever that role may be. And certainly as men, our role that society has granted us is to, you know, have sex, particularly with women and, you know, be breadwinners for household and all of this and don't be vulnerable, you know, the whole spiel. But, you know, with that need to perform also comes to some degree this need to lie. I know that I was questioning my sexuality, right, in high school, and I just kind of continued on like nothing had changed. You know, I still made the same jokes, still made the same comments, participated in the same conversation, even though I had this sort of internal conflict going on because I'm a guy. I have to perform masculinity, and part of performing masculinity means being in these hyper-masculine spaces.
I guess I got pretty lucky. One of my best friends, she's ace, but I guess it's also like some, and that was from college, so it's like it's been a few years since then. But it's like I have that at the very least someone to talk to about, maybe not about it necessarily, but at least we absolutely fully know no conversations, no matter how long we go or how deep we go, will end up steering into like sex talk and stuff like that. And so that's important to know to have, but it's interesting. It's not that I've avoided it. It's just, I guess, even having a single person to talk to like that, I've never really like tried to seek out like an ace group.
What was it like telling your parents you were asexual? Have you had that conversation?
I have not, actually. I think part of it's like you have to meet people where they're at. Love my parents very much, but they're older, and sort of the language that I have to communicate isn't the language that they share, right? So to my parents, I am just gay because I'm dating a man, which is good enough for me because I know there's still love there. They still love me. And so they don't need to necessarily know like, oh, by the way, I'm a panromantic, demisexual, this, that.
I don't tell anyone anything really unless it like actively comes up. I have no idea what anyone in my family knows about me. They might find this video because I don't know who knows them that recognizes me.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, hi, you know, see what happens. I have no idea what any of my family's like preconceived ideas about my sexuality might be. Again, I've never had a girlfriend. I never brought anyone home. So like, God only knows what they think.
Mine were pretty fine with it. I had to sort of explain it with, in terms, it helps that they are, dad's a little bit more progressive when it comes to like premarital stuff. Mom isn't necessarily, love them both dearly though, but it does help that it's just like, hey, I'm not gonna be doing this thing that at least one of you slightly disapproves of. Mm. It's like, okay, cool.
All right, time
that's
for dinner.
Fine. And then it just, and I know they know, but it just like hasn't come up since then. I don't think that they're necessarily worried. They know that I at least really want to get married. So that's, I think, all that they care about. It's like, are you going to get married?
I have a Reddit post here. Maybe I'll can help out this user and give them some advice. They say, I try to come out as asexual during one dinner. However, when asked if I am willing to be in a relationship, I said I am open to it if someone would like to do that, but I am unable to proactively look for one. So, a now former work friend, who is bisexual and is in a non-legal same-sex union, said I was just excusing my inability to get laid and was being an incel. Comments like this is what makes it hard for me to find out what my sexuality is.
I would like to say that incel is involuntary celibate. Involuntary is the key part of that, I think. And it's like, if you make the decision, no matter what other people think your chances may be, the voluntary part of that is very important, at the very least. I hope we all agree about that, but I don't want to.
As long as you're interested or looking for or open to the idea of being in a relationship, then you're fine. Like I said, it's like once you give up and have just resigned yourself to being alone or being in whatever current state that you're in, that's, I guess, when you cross over.
You get to define the title that you wear at the end of the day. And I think it sounds like the commenter had everything figured out till they talked to their coworker.
Yeah.
By the way, I think their coworker is an asshole if they're like, oh, you're an incel, by the way.
But yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think if you're comfortable in your asexuality, like, it doesn't really matter sort of what other people say about you, because we've all had to deal with that to some degree, whether we're online or in person, someone challenging our orientation. But we know sort of in our heart of hearts, like, this is who we are. And so in terms of like drawing a line between asexual and incel, I think if you identify as asexual, that is what you are. If you identify as incel, that's what you are. It sounds like the commentator already had it figured out.
Do they find their partners attractive? I don't know how to say it since they're asexual, but do they ever think their partners are sexy? I think my husband is asexual, long story, but I can't help but feel like shit about myself.
I guess this one's on me.
You're in the relationship.
I find my partner to be extremely beautiful and extremely sexy at times. I think when you're in a romantic relationship, there's so much more than just the physicality of things. I love his personality. I love the way he makes me laugh. I love the shitposting we do when we're talking to each other. And it all adds up into, like, this is a beautiful human being that I get to share my time with. So, you know, to whoever asked the question, I would say, you know, I hope your husband says you're beautiful more, honestly. I think that's what it comes down to. Relationships are hard. You're navigating life with another person. Even from the comment, they say, like, I think my husband's asexual. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's probably a conversation you need to have. It is a difficult conversation to have because for a lot of couples, sex is like a main sticking point. So I don't know, like, from this comment, like, what the sexual relationship is like. Is it really about sex? Is it about sort of how they look at each other, how they talk to each other? So it's something that you have to hash out with your partner at the end of the day.
My favorite word, communication.
Andrew, can you get into how you met your partner? You said at first you identified as demisexual, but now you identify as asexual. What was the process like changing that identity?
I met my partner at, you know, essentially like a queer get-together. We met, we talked for like a year. I think that's when I was really becoming asexual, transitioning away from demisexual to asexual. So I was like, I don't want anything to do with this person. No shots to you. I love you. I love you very much. But at the time, I was like, I don't really want to. I think I was also very aromantic at the time, too. That was also a transition I made to becoming more like pan-romantic. But sort of that year sort of ended. And then I was more open to having a partner in general. And so this was someone who like truly understood me. And I knew that they actually cared for me as well. And I knew that sort of if I'm signing up for a relationship with them, I know that there's someone who can sort of ride this roller coaster with me and I can ride their roller coaster as well. You know, and it took time for my partner to understand my asexuality as well. I know that earlier on in the relationship, when we had first started dating, maybe 3 months, He had mentioned that he was actually disappointed to hear I was asexual when he first met me because he was really into me and he wanted to be my partner, but we found a way to make it work.
As an asexual man, I constantly assume I'm not really asexual and somehow faking it.
My other favorite definition, sexuality is fluid. It's like it could change. It could be different. It could be different from what you feel. But if you feel you are in right now, then that's a perfectly valid label for him to have.
You're still yourself. Like no one else can like define you as except you.
I mean, you don't have to have a label right now if one doesn't fit all that well, right? And so, you know, if they're feeling like they're ace or, you know, if they're faking it or whatever, like they can fly without a label for however long they want until they, you know, figure it out. It is a journey at the end of the day, and it does take time. It's not something you can necessarily figure out tomorrow. And talk to anybody who's queer, and that is the case.
How would you respond to the assumption that ace people are not part of the broader LGBT community?
It is definitely difficult to navigate the LGBT community as someone who's ace, right? But like asexuality, you know, we've sort of seen the numbers. What is it, like 1-5% of the population? And we don't even know if that's different between men and women. So we're just such a small minority that sometimes it's hard to be in those spaces. And even then, like there are plenty of other individuals who have trouble navigating that space. I've definitely seen, for example, transphobia and like, you know, functions that are more geared towards LGBT as well.
A lot of it does depend on because remember, we're, unless everyone else can pull out the your LGBTQ carrying card, the national one.
Damn, I didn't renew my dues.
So typically, like, we're not like a national monolith or even like a worldwide monolith. It's all like, it is simply, at least from my view, a way to explain. I personally identify as, or like, asexual, but I put like myself under queer first. I do queer then asexual if anyone's like asking me for labels. Because I think it's important to establish that it is not the, what some would say the majority experience is. So it's this, the LGBTQ umbrella covers all of these, but it's like they're all different. Everything's different under the umbrella. The umbrella is simply the gateway to that. I would say that you don't even have to seek the spaces out if you don't want to, but it's at least there, and like checking that out with like the people around you is also very helpful. Or even if you can't find anyone, maybe finding something online.
I definitely feel if you feel like you're part of the LGBT or queer community, to go to those functions. And, you know, if you have to, make a space for yourself.
Is there any good ace male representation in the media?
Only one I know of. That's Todd from BoJack Horseman. Wonderful show. I do like the way that Todd is represented in the show because he sort of has it seems as if he has this like sort of, you know, coming to a moment where he realizes he's asexual. You know, they treat sort of the topic of him and, you know, his romantic partner at the time with grace in terms of how they communicate with each other, one being, you know, someone who's not ace and him being ace. And they also don't make it all about the fact that he is ace. He is a character with a personality that exists beyond his sexuality. And we know that media has had a hard time in the last couple decades sort of getting to that point where it's like, oh, this character is more than just being gay or ace or a woman or whatever.
It's either you're sexually active or they just don't mention it. Because a lot of anime do that. They just either you're just obsessed with women or they just don't mention it at all, which might brought up the one that I wanted to point out was Luffy from One Piece. But, like, again, it's not that he's actually asexual. It's just that he just doesn't talk about it at all, which I honestly think is, like, a really interesting thing that people do when they write, like, characters. And it's, like, male and female characters. They kind of just, like, erase it entirely so that people don't think about it. And it's gotten to the point where unless you actively say it, then just everyone is. Because there is so little representation for asexually in general, but definitely for men.
I do like representation that is, you have no idea, and then all of a sudden you hear a comment either by the actor or the director in like behind the scenes, they're like, yeah, it's, we're just playing it as asexual. That's what kind of I like to see.
Yeah.
But it's like still a pointed asexuality, and not like it just happens to work.
Every scientist from like every GMPG movie.
Well, their love is science.
Exactly.
What do you think people who aren't ace can learn from the ace community?
The separation between sexual attraction, romantic attraction, and aesthetic attraction, definitely.
A way of thinking where you can navigate the world without sex.
Yeah, if you're not already kind of in that, like, in that mind space, maybe finding topics of conversation that don't revolve around sex or sexual acts, which sometimes on the internet it's pretty difficult.
Remember, have deep, meaningful conversations with your fellow guy friends that are not about sex.
Also go in person. I have a deep, dark secret. I don't like a lot of the stereotypes that we get online. I don't think the flag colors are very good.
Flag's kind of muted. Yeah, you're right. Like, there's this pride flag or the whole rainbow, and we're like, well, we have purple, gray, and white.
Okay. You're right.
No, but if you like it, it's fine.
Okay, so if you were to redesign the flag right now, how would you do it?
Get away from the colors. I think the shapes, I think we should start taking notes from like Ohio. The shape of the flag. we can change the shape of the flag too. And we could have that be a nice little funky thing.
Some pizzazz.
Yeah,
That's true.
We need to just change it up.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.